Yes, your assistant told me you wanted to see me, Mr. Johnson. Oh, I'm doing very well as always. Thank you, sir. It helps that I had really great sales this quarter, which means good commissions for me. Of course, I'm happy working here, Mr. Johnson. There isn't anywhere else I'd want to work. I've been here since I came out of college. Wow. I'm flattered, Mr. Johnson. It's always great to hear about compliments from customers. Yes, I think it's very important to look my best when I see our customers. I have a few tricks to make sure I always get the order. Well, sure, Mr. Johnson. I guess I've been known to flirt and even flaunt a little to persuade a customer to sign on that dotted line, especially the male customers. And of course, there's other things that help, like a tight, low-cut blouse, a short skirt, maybe standing a little closer than is strictly necessary, a little touch on the arm that lingers, a vague promise of what they might be able to get in return for giving me their business. After all, you were the one that taught me to use every, well, advantage that I have to get what I need and what I want. Right, Mr. Johnson? It's usually pretty easy to figure out what a man wants. You what? Oh, you remember me showing a lot of leg in my interview with you, huh? Constantly crossing and uncrossing my legs. Maybe even briefly flashing you. Oh, well, I admit nothing, but it does sound like something that I might do. Do I do any other kind of work outside of my job here? No, sir, why do you ask? Sure, I can come around your desk and look at your computer. Oh, I see. You think that's me? Come on, Mr. Johnson. That girl is an escort, a prostitute. Yeah, I admit she kind of looks like me, but what are you doing, Mr. Johnson? Who are you calling? Why do you want my phone, Mr. John? Okay, I can see I'm busted. Yes, the phone number on that escort's website rings to my phone. So, yes, sir, you were correct. It is me. Of course, I'll explain myself. No, it's not about the money. I make plenty of money here. Don't get me wrong. I mean, the extra money is nice, but, well, the main reason is I'm a whore, sir. I like to fuck. And what I like more than anything else is to fuck strange men. Oh, and I like them to pay me for it. Because it makes me feel like such a slut. Like a piece of meat for sale for their pleasure. Oh, I knew that question was coming. Have I ever seen one of our customers as a client? Yes, of course, sir, I have. Oh, and I've closed lots of business for this company with my pussy, sir. Does that shock you? How much do I charge? Are we negotiating, sir? Well, it's 2,000 for 2 hours. Let's just say that I'm very in demand. I can afford to set a 2-hour minimum. Oh, I'm expensive, but I get a lot of repeat business. I'm a dirty little whore for sale, sir, but I'm very, very good at it. Don't you ever wonder how I got the Penske account, sir? Especially when our competition dropped their price at the 11th hour. Well, that night I went into Mr. Nielsen's office and closed the door. I walked up to him, and without a word, I hiked up my skirt, took off my panties, and handed them to him. Then I slowly got down on my knees in front of him, took out his cock, and then sucked him off until he shot a load of hot, sticky cum down my throat. Oh, that was so good. And then I sat down on his lap and stroked his cock and whispered very dirty things in his ear until he got hard again. Oh, and then I bent myself over his desk, and he fucked me from behind until he came in my pussy. While he signed the contract, Mr. Nelson mentioned that my pussy is much tighter than his wife's. Oh, yes, sir. I have a lot of stories like that. I guess I'm either a very bad girl or a very good girl. Depending on your point of view, that is. Oh, yes, sir. I think I know what comes next. Of course I want to keep my job. Very much. What am I willing to do to keep it? I think you know the answer to that, sir. Let me just pull up my skirt for you. Slip off my little panties. Oh, my apologies. They're very, very wet. Talking to you about my secret life has gotten me kind of excited. Let me just turn around for you. Oh, I thought you'd like that. Yes, sir. I've been wearing this butt plug all day. I had a client request a Greek session this afternoon, and I wanted to make sure that my tight little asshole was ready for him. Men pay $200 extra to fuck my ass. Oh, but I think a much more important client has presented themselves right here in your office, sir. So I want you to fuck me in the ass in exchange for you keeping my little secrets. No, sir, this definitely isn't a one-time thing. I understand that you'll be taking a piece of my action on an ongoing basis. Consider this a consummation of our deal, a taste of what I can do for you, if you do for me. Here, let me take your cock out for you, sir. Oh, I see that you're rock hard. I guess you approve of my business methods. No, sir, I don't need any lube. Oh, I'm so turned on and the butt plug has left me gaping. You can just use some of my girl cum from my wet little pussy to lubricate your cock and my asshole if you want. Oh, yes, yes, just like that. Oh, nice and wet. Oh, now stick your cock in my asshole, sir. Oh, work it in my tight little hole. Oh, I'm very experienced getting my ass fucked, sir. Oh, yes, I know exactly what to do. Oh, just how to squeeze your cock. Oh, yes, now fuck it, sir. Use me. Oh, use my tight little asshole to get yourself off. Oh, yes. Yes. Yes, that's what I'm here for, sir. Oh, yes, just a collection of fuckholes for you to use. Oh, yes, yes. Oh, fuck, grab my hips and fuck me as hard as you can. As a reminder of the bargain we struck here today. Oh, yes, I look forward to honoring my side of the deal, sir. Oh, and I can't wait to show you everything I have to offer.